Welcome to Health Butts and Guts, on the forefront of intestinal health and nutrition. Tune in with Mel and Kelv for enlightening tales of coffee enemas, perennial bleaching, and holistic teachings. Lovely.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Yeah. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah. We've been lucky this past weekend. It's been great weather too.
Oh my gosh. Hot.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of ready for fall though.
Yeah. I know we kind of got teased a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for joining us and for taking the time to demystify thermography and help us understand what it's all about.
No, but this is really great. I'm so glad you guys are doing some really amazing things, you know, and really sharing with people that you know, we do have choices, you know, when it comes to our healthcare. And I think that's awesome. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
So excited to have you on. And I guess just like share with us like who you are, what got you into thermography.
Yeah, I would love to. My name is Julie Lackey and I'm a certified clinical thermographer. My business, my company's name is Thermal Imaging of OC, and I work throughout Southern California. I also provide a mobile service for those practitioners who may be interested in bringing thermography, you know, into their office and sharing it with their clients and their patients. And I've been doing this for, gosh, almost 11 years now. And I work with a great set of doctors and colleagues, and we have a super, super amazing team. And I'm really happy to be here because I love being able to share and let people know that, you know, we do have choices when it comes to our health and our body's care.
Yeah. So, what did you do before this? What got you into it? It's a very like niche kind of approach.
Even before that, because when I know what thermography is, but if I was to think, you know, for our listeners, and if I was listening and didn't already do this, I would think it was like taking pictures of thermals. I'm like, wait.
I love it.
Let's go back just a little bit more and just what exactly we're talking about. What is thermography?
Thermography is when you think of the word thermal, we think of warm typically, right?
Yeah.
Or heat. Yeah. Yeah. So what it is we are actually looking for heat patterns and actually cool patterns within the body. And these patterns will show up as colors and they help indicate our healthcare. It's really interesting. It's one of those things that we're not conditioned to think of heat in our body other than, oh my gosh, I'm hot and sweaty, right? Or I've got a fever, or some women, you know, having a hot flash. But we have heat patterns all over our bodies, and those heat patterns can show us inflammation, pain, injury, aggressive blood flow, things like that. So we're looking, and our cameras, they're digital infrared cameras, and they can actually look and see these hot spots in the body that will then bring awareness. So now we can take steps to correct it.
So you're taking pictures just to get a visual of directly at the body.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We take pictures. We're very personal. We're very private. You do disrobe partially. However, you're given a gown. And as we go through the different areas of the body, you may need to disrobe at a certain time. But we are imaging the skin, which is why we really need, you know, the body to have nothing on it. But it is just partially disrobed. And so we take images of the body. And then they show up in colored patterns.
Does it go like deep into your body? Like if you looked at like a PET scan, which kind of like slices your body into these like thin layers, or MRI, or is it just like your like skin?
Just the surface of the skin. Yes, because see, the skin is the largest organ of the body. Okay. And it's going to communicate with organs, glands, and muscles in the body. And by that, we can see different temperature changes and how the body is functioning. That's what this is about. Thermography is all about the physiology of the body, the function of the body, and how the body works together.
Wow.
I love it. So is it for men and women, or is it like, because I know Cal comes to you instead of like mammograms and MRIs and stuff, but do men come to you too?
Yes, they do. We can do, we can see men, women, and children. For instance, you know, thermography is valuable for all ages, all, you know, everybody, men, women, children, young, old, because what we want to do is we want to find the root cause of the inflammation. And inflammation, you know, unfortunately, pretty much all of us have it. It's a great tool to monitor the body and the body's health. We can see things, you know, it's used to detect stuff like arthritis and dental issues even. We've taken it beyond breast health. And we do full body scans as well for all over body health, digestion issues, huge. Same with the back and the neck, neuropathy, hormone imbalances. So it's all over.
You guys found some heat in my gums, and I already have a sensitivity with my gums. And I'm like, oh great, now I gotta go back to the dentist. Oh my gosh. But
there's thermography. We can see that, and that may not be seen on a dental X-ray. So keep that in mind too. You know, Kelly, you might go in and say, "Hey, I see what my thermography found," and they might not be able to see it on the dental X-ray. But that just shows you how early thermography can detect things developing, abnormalities, different things like that. And I wanted to just say too, as far as health for men, thermography, can we image far enough down to where we can actually see the prostate gland? So you know, we can do the same thing for men. It's you know, all over health. So that's a great way to have, you know, and it's, you know, we're doing is imaging. We don't touch the body, we don't compress the body, we don't use radiation. It's pain free. So it's really, when no blood draw, it's really a great process.
So would that be like a preventative health?
It is. It's great for prevention. It's great for people who want to be proactive, because, you know, what I always say is, let's take the guesswork out of our healthcare and have your thermography done, because it really is visual validation.
Is this something that, like, if your doctor doesn't offer it, because most Western doctors are just, you know, quick to just prescribe you an MRI or a PET scan or CT X-ray, that you can go, like a person can go to you, get this done, and then take it to their doctor? Like, would their doctor know how to read it, or they'd have to work with you, or do they just come to you and you have a, like a doctor in your office that could like go through the results?
Really good question. Yeah. Yes to all of that. We do the imaging. Then once the client gets their report back, it is all the images are interpreted and read by a very high, you know, qualified reading doctor, and they'll have the images and then a description of what is seen in those images. Now you've got your report, it's all interpreted. So the client can either take it to their doctor, they can take it to their dentist, they can take it to their naturopath, they can even schedule time with the reading doctor who's interpreted the report. He would schedule time with them, a phone consultation, and go over everything with them as well. So there's lots of options. People, you know, they can they can take their report wherever they want. It is theirs. You know, it's when they pay for their imaging, it is part of the package. You know, it's their property. So
it's covered by insurance.
Well, it's an out of pocket cost, but we do provide a super bill with all the correct codes and descriptions for the client then to submit that to their insurance company.
Oh, nice. That kind of like an out of network.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sort of. Well,
how often do people need to do this?
Well, we recommend having your baseline. So you come in and you have your imaging, and then depending upon, you know, what is, you know, found and seen in the report, you would be asked to come back in either 3 months or 6 months. Now, this is so we can establish this baseline. So let's say you come back in 6 months. We do what we call a comparative imaging. So when you come back within that 6 months, you do get, there is a discount. But now this is giving you the opportunity to take a look again. Now we can compare how you've, you know, progressed over that last 6 months. That would be the same thing if doctor said, come back in 3 months. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're given, that's one thing I failed to share, is in your report, you're given recommendations, health building recommendations to support and aid the body's health. And so, you know, you're given these recommendations, you know, follow them for the next 3 to 6 months, come in, have a follow-up scan done. And then from that point forward, you come in annually.
Oh, okay.
That's why I did. Remember when I was putting like the Aztec clay on my armpits?
Yeah.
Because when I did thermography, there's, we'll be posting actually a picture of my results, but you found congestion in my armpits. Mm-hmm. And what the heck? I had no idea that you're supposed to exfoliate your armpits. Mm-hmm. And I had, so it had showed red in my charts, and you told me, you're like, oh, Kelly, you know, you have a little congestion there. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't even use deodorant. What does that mean? I have congestion there. But it makes so much sense. I did my Aztec clay mask, and I'm like, you guys, we're supposed to exfoliate. So I've been telling my friends, like, did you know you're supposed to exfoliate your armpits? I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You can also dry brush. We want to keep, you know, like you say, we want to keep the lymphatic system. We want to keep that lymph moving. So, that clay and dry brushing, all that's great stuff. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I had no idea.
Well, I think some people don't realize that you have like your lymph nodes. Cause I remember growing up, like in my throat, like my neck area, if I was mm-hmm. getting sick, I would feel the bumps in my throat. And that's where I thought my lymph nodes were.
Yeah.
And then when I had breast cancer, then I was taught that it was under my armpits. And then like one time I felt these weird bumps on my lower back. Uh-huh. And then I was told those are lymph nodes. And then just going and looking at where your lymph nodes map out in your body and getting lymphatic massages and just realizing how important it is to keep that part of your body like cleared and functioning properly.
Sure.
It's just so fascinating.
Yeah. Who would have thought lymph nodes, huh?
I know. And it's like, I have them where? I mean, we have them like, you know, I think like even in our stomach, you know, a lymphatic system. Sometimes we can even with thermography see it like up in the eyes. We'll see some heated areas. Yeah. So
your groin too, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the back of your neck.
My chart showed my eyes were red, like in the inner. And she was like, oh, she knew that I had sinus issues. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you need to make sure you're clearing out. And I'm like, oh my gosh. How did
you know? Like, it really gives a lot. Thermography gets too a lot much of information. About me. I like to say that it's visual validation. You know, we can visually see where, you know, we're having, you know, some issues. And then the best thing is now we can take steps to correct it.
Absolutely. And the reason why I actually found you was because I have cysts and I have tumors in my chest, and I've had like a softball size cyst removed. I've had a golf ball size cyst removed on the other breast. And I'm too scared to go get an MRI because I've been told that it basically when it squeezes your boob, if you do have
a mammogram.
Sorry. Yeah, a mammogram. Thank you. Here I go. So when you get a mammogram, it's a kind of aggressive to the breast tissue, and then it will irritate the cyst or tumor or cancer cells and make them rapidly grow. Do you know anything about that, or am I just a crazy girl telling people, you know, like there's other options, don't get a mammogram, you know?
Well, as we all know, anyone who's had mammography, there is compression that is, you know, involved in the you know, in the process, and it's uncomfortable. You know, I've heard, you know, that those, especially with maybe a lump or something like that, that could, you know, intensify that pain. I've also heard, I've never experienced it myself, and I'm not a doctor, but sometimes they do say that there is that possibility of rupture. So, you know, we hear things all over the board, but you know, why not be safe?
Yeah.
You know, and we have to, you know, our healthcare is, you know, something that's super important. So.
Yeah. So are you saying, if someone has a tumor in their breast, then from that inflammation, it will radiate up to the skin. So when you get thermography, it would be able to detect it.
If they had something, again, I like to be real clear that thermography does not diagnose. Thermography, mammography, you know, a lot of these testing methods, that's what they are. They are testing methods. Nothing will diagnose. You need, you know, a tissue biopsy for diagnosis. But what thermography is going to do is if there is something growing, something suspicious, it will show excessive blood flow and heat to that area.
So it's kind of like a little detective.
Mm-hmm. I like to say it's kind of like the lights on the dashboard of your car. You know, when those lights light up on the dashboard, they're warning you that something is, you know, something needs to be taken care of.
I like that.
Yeah. You know, that little check engine light, or, you know, maintenance required, something that pops up that light. That's kind of similar to thermography.
That light gives me anxiety.
That's so funny. I know, that light pops up on your dash and you're going, oh no, I thought I just did this.
Yeah, it's literally the same feeling. Like as soon as, you know, there's like, I got those red, you know, the red lights underneath my armpits. I'm like, oh no, here we go. Now what do I got? What do I got going on? Just tell me, you know? So I feel that phrase that you said.
I understand, but we have to remember that, you know, it's just that it's warning us and it's giving us heads up and it's giving us the opportunity to, now we can, you know, we can take steps to, you know, fix it or help it or, you know, correct it. So I know, even though there's that anxiety, it's like, well, wait, at least I've got, you know, now I can fix it.
With that in mind, can you think of like a patient or client, I don't know how you refer, but that came in and really didn't know what was going on, but found something going on that, you know, really made a big significant shift or change in their life?
Yeah. A lot of times people will come in and sometimes they are aware of things. Sometimes they're not. It's like, wow, I had no idea. And, you know, they're able to take their report to their doctor and have it fixed, have it corrected. Yeah.
What's like the craziest thing you have, like, you know, been a part of, like, oh, this person came in, they're healthy, they didn't know. And then we did this and found.
There's so many, you know, good outcomes. You might have to come back to me on that one because there's, you know, and another thing with thermography where, you know, just like with any medical process, we're very respectful of our clients' privacy. And so we, you know, do everything we can to just keep everything. It's, you know, because it's a service that's respectful, and we have to respect the client as well and their privacy and all that. So give me a minute. I want to think about it. Sometimes we do find things on the skin, you know, that you wouldn't be able to see otherwise with thermography. You know, you wouldn't be able to, that's a huge one that just now came to mind. A client had something on their skin that they wouldn't have been able to know that they had otherwise, and thermography did bring that to the surface, and they were able to correct it. Yeah, that was gigantic. Yes.
That's so neat.
Because again, we're looking at the inflammation, and that issue on the skin caused some inflammation that we were able to recognize and then correct.
That's wild. It's good. Like, to me, you have some sense of trust with these scans or these detections or doctors, because you can't see inside your body, right? You know, but like, you think you see your skin and what's outside of your body, but just hearing that there still are things that you wouldn't even be able to detect with like the naked eye.
Right. Well, and like, I felt so fine. You hear those stories all the time of like, I don't know, I felt fine. And then all of a sudden it just hit me, you know?
Yeah.
It just showed up. It was just all of a sudden, you know? That's so true.
Yeah. It's cool to have this option though. Is there, like, I know with like MRIs and PET and X-ray, CTs, all of that, that there's a level of like radiation affecting your body, and that there's a certain amount that your body can sustain throughout a life. Is thermography, I know you said it's like a camera, but can you walk us through, or like describe like what it looks like, or how it's done, or like how long it could take if someone wanted to get it done?
Sure, of course. Well, first of all, there's no radiation. Okay, we're using digital technology. Yes, sorry. The client comes in, we take time to chat and go over paperwork. The client needs to let their body cool off. That's another thing that's real important with thermography, is we are in a cool room, because when the skin is cool, then the inside of the body will really give us a lot of information. The skin is cool, the room is cool. And then we do the imaging, and we will image different parts of the body at a time. And I use a camera, and it's a very, very sensitive camera. If I imaged like my feet on the floor and I moved my feet, I can see where my feet were.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really interesting. It's very sensitive. And then it communicates with my software. And then that's what will develop these images. And so again, without there being radiation, what it is your body is telling us what's going on. Okay. It's just like, let me think, how can I, this might help too. These cameras have been used to take into like buildings where they had a fire and the fire's been put out, and they can take this camera and scan around and find the hot spots that still might be an issue to the building. Does that make sense? So we're just, you may not be able to see it with the naked eye, but the camera's going to pick up these thermal or hot areas, and that's what we're looking for in the body as well.
So basically take a cold shower before they come in. Heat warmers on.
Yes, and there is protocol that you follow, before you come in, because we don't want anything on the skin, okay? Because we don't want the skin to be covered. Again, we're taking pictures.
Like lotion, or what do you mean?
We don't want any oils, lotions, deodorants, fragrances, sunscreens, moisturizers, makeup, anything on the skin, nothing on the skin. We need the skin to be just free. And it's hard, like when it's dry outside, clients will come in, they go, I'm so dry. But that's just, we need your skin really, really clean and free of any type of, like I say, substance.
Would it make a difference if like someone literally had like the seat heaters on in their car before they came in, or like
toasty buns?
Yeah, like the temperature outside. I mean, I probably showed up in like 3 sweaters, a jacket, you know, like I'm always cold, but
you're always cold. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want, like,
how does that work?
Yeah.
Like I say, you're given a gown. And that's at that time, you know, you disrobe, you're given a gown, and then we take time to go over paperwork, thus giving your body, you need about 15 minutes to equilibrate to the temperature of the room. So you are given time to cool off. And then at that point, once the body's cool and, you know, we've gone over the paperwork, we've taken that time to chat and things, we can do the imaging, but we do need the body to cool off. And we do take that time.
What's the temperature of the room?
The temperature should be anywhere from like 69 to 72 degrees.
I must have blacked that part out because I have no recollection of that. I probably
so funny.
Like, you know, when you get your body, like, when you have trauma, you could like, completely forget about something.
I think you're going into hyperthermia and it's not even that cold.
Yeah, it's like 72. I'm like, oh no, I can't be in a gown at 72. Yeah. I don't remember. So actually, it must have been not that bad.
Well, and you know, we talk and, you know, people are, you know, really interested in what's going on. And the process, you know, the imaging process can take, I mean, anywhere from 10 minutes to 25 minutes, you know, so that part is, you know, the actual imaging itself. But I do like to take the time before the imaging. And a lot of times, you know, we're sitting there talking, going over paperwork, that the client is really, you know, unaware that this 15 minutes has passed because, you know, we are going over, you know, their health issues and things like that. So, and it's not that bad. Then once we get moving, it's a quick process you know, the client's free to get dressed and warm back up again.
Do you find yourself telling people that they don't have to smile when you're taking the picture?
<You're> so funny. People, yeah, that's so cute that you say that, but that is true, you know, because some people go, what do I do? What do I do with my mouth? I go, just relax and, you know, you don't have to smile. No.
Oh, that's so funny.
We can see, but it is. Some people do because you're used to that, right? In front of the camera, smile.
Mm-hmm. Even when I take pictures of people's like eyebrows or eyelashes, they're smiling. Or when they say like open, meaning like open their eyes because they're in basically a dental chair. It's funny. My clients will open their mouth and then they get really embarrassed. And I'm like, no. It happens to a lot of you guys.
Oh, how funny. Yeah.
But I did have a question. What if someone is going through, like if they've had radiation already, like, is this something, can they still come to you? Or if they're going through like chemotherapy, is it something to stay away from? Or,
you know, I'm going to have to say it really depends. It's kind of a case by case issue. Typically if you've had surgery or radiation, we'd like you to wait about 3 months before you come in. Okay. I know some people though are in more, they want their breast health monitored or their, you know, so we do, you know, it would all depend. We would talk with the doctor, you know, let him know the situation. And then he would know that, yes, this person is going through, you know, radiation or chemo, or he may say, no, let's completely wait until the whole situation, you know, until that's done for them. But it is kind of a case by case. Typically, we want you to wait 3 months before any type of surgeries, let those pass, let the body heal a little bit.
I love that you don't have a general answer for that because it should be case by case. You know what I mean? I love that you said that. That makes me very happy. And
yeah, well, we have to remember that. So, you know, humans, we're all alike, but there are certain areas, you know, and when it comes to our thermal patterns, we're different. I mean, nobody will have the same thermal pattern. Anyone ever, just like a thumbprint.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
It's that particular and specific.
Yeah. It makes sense if everyone's body is just functioning differently or you're affected by different things and you ate something or slept, mm-hmm. or whatever. But Yeah, I remember when I had radiation, like after I would leave a treatment, I could feel the heat radiating from my skin for like days sometimes.
Mm. My God.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm like trying to feel, I'm like, does this right side feel hotter than
the left side? Can I feel?
Oh my God. So I love that you do this, and I love that I'm learning about this. Mm-hmm. I'm so curious though, what you did before thermography and what led you
I'm sorry.
To it. No, it's okay. I'm just,
oh gosh, that is so funny that you asked, because I've always been intrigued and interested in natural health care and how, what can we do, you know, to help the body? What can we do? Because I have found with me that give the body what it needs to heal, and it responds. Mm-hmm. Actually, being that I was, you know, always, you know, really interested in natural health care, somebody came to me and asked me if I'd be interested, if I would be interested in doing this. I said, well, let me, you know, go to some classes and do some research. And, you know, sure enough, it was really, really fascinating and something that I'm just so enthralled with, because I really understand the process and what is involved and really how we can teach people about their body. That's what we want to do. You want to learn about your body, be educated. So now, like I say, you can take steps to you know, help it and support the body.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been in healthcare, or were you like doing something?
No, my background is construction.
Wow. Like,
oh, I love that.
Like building things?
Home building, strip malls, you know, all kinds of different buildings. Yeah, my background is construction. And, you know, it just so happened that I was offered this, and I needed, you know, to look into other, you know, avenues. And I thought, well, why not? Let's check this out. So,
I would think like healthcare and construction literally are like polar opposites, just because.
Polar.
And like, I think of my dad and his health, and I'm like, oh gosh, and his friends and their health, you know, like construction workers, they work hard, but
they do.
Sometimes their bodies, you know, are not treated like temples. So that's so crazy to go those two.
I was in between jobs, and I thought, and this was offered to me, and I thought, wow, I really would like to, I found it fascinating. So I thought, yeah, let me look into that. And, you know, when I first looked into it, I was like, oh wow, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Well, the more, you know, I learned about it. And then of course once you decide you want to become a thermographer, you know, certified thermographer, you do, you know, there's the education, there's the, what you would kind of call an internship, you know, where you get behind the camera and you work with someone else to, you know, learn how to do it. And I loved it. So
I love hearing stories like this, because it's like you can fall into a career or an industry or a lifestyle, but you're like internally torn, you know, battling mm-hmm. it. And I live this life where I'm like in the professional world, and you could do like a 9-to-5 kind of job, you know, but you always fall back on the holistic type of healing or approaches. And so I think it's great that you were able to make that shift, you know, because I don't think a lot of people are able to truly go after their passions. They're just feeling safe in what they've been doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I think that's amazing that you were able to do it. And clearly you're still so very passionate about it and helping so many people.
Yes. Thank you. I do. I really enjoy it. I like being able to help people.
Well, I was hoping you can help us, because we're looking at Kel's images. Mm-hmm. And it looks like she has a tail.
I don't know why I have a tail.
You guys are so funny. Let me look here. I know you sent that over to me. So
gosh.
I'm trying to find that here. I had it pulled. Here we go. Let me just take a peek.
Take a peek at my tail. I mean, do I have a tail?
Yeah, because okay, like under, I know this is a personal question, but when you got your augmentation done,
no, I went under my nipple, not under my boobs. Oh. That's another heat area.
Because I was wondering if you've been cut there, you know, like a surgical site, but like I guess not.
No, I went through the nipple, and I also, when I got like the cyst removed mm-hmm. from my chest, though, they also went through the nipple.
Oh,
what are they doing? Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
My nipples are all scarred. Like they are like from pretty much, I would say 3/4 of both of them are cut on the edges.
Ow.
I don't have a lot of feeling or they'll be extremely sensitive.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's
so
no
crazy. Yeah. So is white heat?
Mm-hmm. The white and the red is heat.
My
mm-hmm.
tail's on fire.
Let me see. Are we looking at your spine?
Yes.
Like her lower lumbar.
My spine isn't white, though. It's just the tail.
Yes. You're so funny. That's your tailbone. You know, kind of you're a little bit of, you know, your crack, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what that heat is down there.
Is that normal?
You know, the tailbone is warm on most people, yes. Because remember, it's kind of, you know, just like your umbilicus, that's usually a little bit warmer too.
We both just reached back and went to touch our tailbone at the same time. Oh my gosh. It is warm. Mine is.
And there's certain parts of the body, like when, for instance, let's look at page 2, where we're looking at all the cranial images.
Uh-huh.
You can see in the ear there, that's usually warm because that's in the kind of going in the body, you know, in just like your umbilicus is in things like that, tailbone, and where you kind of your buttocks come together up there at the top. That's, you know, more of a heated area where it's kind of goes in. I say into the body, I guess I should say in more into the skin.
Mm.
You don't have a tail. That's your tailbone.
Okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that because I was getting nervous.
Oh, well, you can see your pits right there.
My
the
armpits out. Yeah. So that's the congestion.
Have you done this again since this one?
No, which I need to schedule with you, my dear.
We need to get you in. We want to see all the wonderful progress you've made.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll
be great too, because I can share with our listeners like how my progression's been, because you guys did give me some options, like I said with the gums. I started using like a food grade hydrogen peroxide, and
good
now
job.
I'm good. So curious to see if that's
mm-hmm.
helped at all. I know my gums don't bleed anymore, so that's fabulous.
Well, your teeth look really white.
Thanks. Do you think it whitens them?
You know, today I was looking at them and I wanted to ask you if you whiten your teeth.
No, I don't whiten my teeth, but I do gargle with hydrogen peroxide because of this thermography.
Like you swoosh it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Roll it around.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can, yeah, there's, and because I see there, it's doctor said it's that lower right gum line.
Yeah.
And it appears local, he said, to the gum line. Now, and he says it right here that frequently these types of things go unnoticed by the dental x-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you can do oil pulling. You can, you know, even use colloidal bentonite clay, things like that.
Clay, I think, is what it on. Was it? Yeah. Bentonite clay is what I put on my armpits.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. It looks like it was also recommended. Doctor said that as an added note related to the gum infection, you can use a bentonite saturated like cotton ball. Saturate the cotton ball with the bentonite and then place that at the suspicious gum site for 15 minutes.
Okay. Wow. So there was one thing that I remember when I got it done, and when you guys gave me my results, you guys had recommended something, and I was so upset because Damien, he made fun of me, but basically you guys were like, walk with a right shoe mm-hmm. on 1 1/4 inch heel for 3 to 5 minutes. So I was walking around the house and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, my hips are off. Like he's like, you're walking around with a shoe and a heel. And I'm like, maybe I need one of those shoes that has, I'll just wear one platform. Like, I don't know, but my hips are off. and you guys noticed that.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, you know, our Dr. Melvin is really, really, he's super good with structure, and, you know, he was able to see that you do have that right pelvic drop. The reason we can see that is our cameras come with everything on them. We know, remember I was telling you at the temperature of the room has to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have a thermostat, so we know. We also have a level on our camera. So throughout the imaging process, I'll check that level. And that's how I know my level is spot on. And then that's how we know how someone's body is out of alignment.
Oh my gosh, that is mm-hmm. so crazy. I still try to like pop my hips and stretch every single day. So mm-hmm. I can't wait to book my follow-up with you.
I know, me too. I want to see the before and afters.
Yeah.
So ooh. What's the purple? What's the purple color?
Okay, so those colors are more along... do me a favor. What imaging are you looking at specifically?
Oh, page 5, like her lower back.
My tail.
Sure. Her butt.
Okay. Your tail. Okay. Go to that lower right image where we're just looking. We didn't look at the full spine. We're just looking, see from the shoulders down. You mm-hmm. see that? Okay. So go to the very left of that image and see that color scale you see there, the white, the red, the orange, the yellow. Do you mm-hmm. see that? It's running along the side. The yep. left side of the image.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Yes.
Okay. So the red and the white, that's more of a heated area. Okay. Pain, inflammation, injuries. We go into like the yellows and the greens, and we get down in the turquoise. Now we got the blue, the violet, and down there at the bottom is the black. Those are cool areas in the body. So that's going to show a whole different, provide a whole different level of information. Okay. You know, it could be lack of blood flow.
Hmm? I said, my hips are freezing.
It could be, you know, lack of blood flow, nerve impingement, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's why all these colors, it depends on where they are in the body, and why it's so important to work with a great doctor.
Yeah, it's amazing. So if someone isn't in Southern California and, you know, doesn't have a jet setting life to come out and see you specifically, are they able to contact you to just like pick your brain, get some advice, or is there like a community or a website that they can just, you know, search and find a local thermography?
They can do that too. I'm always open to share and to talk and chat. You know, I like to do that because the more informed people are, the more comfortable they'll be with it. Yeah. You can also Google it and find, you know, thermographers in your area. There's few of us, but there are, you know, they're out there. And I'm finding there's, you know, we've got a pretty good supply of thermographers. So that's great.
That's great. Is there like, you know, there's certain doctors, they'll have certain, you know, training or specialties or certifications, or what is it that people should look for to determine if, you know, this person is very skilled or knowledgeable, or, you know, like, are there any mm-hmm. certain levels?
Good thing. You want a good certified thermographer. You want the equipment to be state of the art, and you want the reading doctor to really be experienced. You know, and we come with all of that. We really do.
Awesome. So. That's great. Well, I'm so grateful that you explained this to me, because Cal shared it with me before, but just hearing it from you and understanding it and being able to connect it with her imaging has just been so fascinating. And I'm so curious to try it out myself too, especially post all the things I've been through. And just yeah. like you said, give myself a baseline.
Yeah, get yourself a baseline. You girls could schedule at the same time, come in together. You know, we could schedule you both. And, you know, maybe something when I know you girls are really, really busy, maybe something at the first of the year, whatever, you know, whatever works for you. When you're ready, you call me and let me know, and we'll move forward.
Awesome. You're the best. Gosh.
Yes. Thank you so much. Oh, my. I'm just so thankful for you.
Oh, you guys are so nice. Well, thank you for everything that you do, really, with, you know, bringing awareness. I mean, that's you know, people, we need to know, we need to know how to take care of ourselves. And I know you guys do the same thing. You know, you're out there and offering information and, you know, everything people need to know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
One last thing. Is there any, like, do you want to give us a website or phone number, or would you rather us just post it for you?
Yeah, go ahead and post it. The website is thermalimagingofoc.com. Okay. A lot of information is on the website. I'm also under construction a little bit. So if there's any glitches in there, please, people bear with me. But yeah, and then, you know, post my number, and people have questions, again, I'm always more than happy to connect and talk and chat and, you know, answer questions.
Oh, thank you so much, Julie. We appreciate you and appreciate everything that you do for the community.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, too.
Thank you. Hope you have a great day.
Do the same.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for everyone listening in, and please make sure to follow and subscribe and share with your friends and family and anyone else that you think would benefit from this, and send us any topics that you have that you'd be interested in us exploring. So thank you so much.
Bye.
And I'll see you later. Bye.